It's noon here in Ventnor City, New Jersey, and Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. And this is news that you can use from Car Edge for Friday, April 19th, with your host, me, Ray, and, well, the good-looking guy wearing a sweatshirt today, Zach. How are you today, handsome?
It's Friday, man. I'm chilling. I'm doing good. I'm excited. I got to remind everyone, today's show, brought to you by us, damn it, caredge.com. My dad and I started this company 4 years ago. If we can help you buy, sell, protect, all that fun stuff, our end of month sale is going on right now. And dad, I am super excited because every once in a while, we actually get some real pros on this show. Everyone knows by now, you and I are Joes, not pros. Today, we've got Marcello from Toyota World with us today. Marcello, let me get you on up there and I'll pull your channel up. Marcello, how the hell are you?
Good, guys. It's been some time. How are you? And hey, come on. You guys are definitely professionals. That's a given. That's a given. I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good. And you?
Good. South of the border. What's happening in the States? What's happening?
All right. Yeah. We got to talk Toyota today. And for everyone that's unfamiliar, Marcello's channel is Toyota World. Go check it out. Marcello's been here on Daily News. You can use a handful of times with me and my dad. We want to get the update from you, Marcello. I think there's some shocking news that we'll turn our attention to here about the Camry Hybrid and how the price has actually gone down year over year. But give us the lay of the land. What's going on at your dealership? What's going on with Toyota?
Yeah, so we'll talk about what's happening here in Canada. It's probably similar to what happened in the States some time ago. We usually feel the ripple effect afterwards. It's calmed down considerably in terms of the craziness. And when I say craziness, I mean, you know, people banging on the doors. I need that car. I need that hybrid. I need that car. The demand is still there. We are still one of the busiest stores in our auto mall. Our auto mall has like 7 different manufacturers. Toyota, we're on top right now. We're still the busiest, but it's a lot more calm. You can breathe. You can, like, you know, it's like, okay, we're busy, but we can manage it. Probably this time about a year ago, it was still like the crazy time where you feel like you could just never get enough cars. Doesn't matter what kind of car it was never enough to supply to the demand of the customers. But it's leveling out a bit, we see, which is a change.
Does that mean you actually have some inventory on the
inventory
ground?
We do on the ground we have some inventory, and I never thought the day would come when I'd get on this channel and tell you guys that we, a Toyota store in Canada, Ontario, has inventory. So we have inventory, but that doesn't mean we have the car you want. So a lot of the hybrids are still hard to get. A lot of the, you know, the niche vehicles are still a problem in terms of getting them fast. But we have about, give or take, 30 to 40 cars on ground, which is 30 to 40 more than we've had recently. So
say it for me, Marcello. It's shocking. Please, I need someone else to corroborate that it's shocking.
Shocking. It is just shocking. Yeah, it's shocking. Definitely, definitely.
I personally thought it was inconceivable, but
that's another word for it.
So let me ask you this silly question. The 30 to 40 cars that you have on the ground.
Yeah.
What makes up the bulk of those?
The bulk of those are off-roaders. So you got a lot of Tundra. You've got some Tacoma, even though they're the newer body style. You still have some of the non-hybrid Tacomas in stock. You've got a mixed variation of Camry non-hybrid. You've got a couple of 4Runners here and there. That's the bulk of it. Like, you're not gonna find a RAV hybrid in stock still. You're not gonna find a Camry hybrid in stock. You're not gonna find these car Highlander hybrid, forget it. Grand Highlander hybrid, forget it. There's a lot of cars you still gotta order.
What do you attribute it to? Why is it suddenly that Toyota is able to provide you with the vehicles just for stock that you didn't have before?
Yeah, I think Toyota's at a certain point where they're able to shift attention to certain models and certain lineups. And they've done that because, you know, if I can't get you a hybrid Tundra, well, hey, here to the store and to the customer, I've got you the non-hybrid alternative, right? Same goes for the Camry, the previous gen now. Same goes for the Tacoma. Like, they're making what they can. It's just that right now, those units and those models that they can make and they are making, the demand is not quite like 100% there. Like, we have demand for Tundra. It's just, it's a couple models that do very well. The other ones, they kind of sit a bit, right? Mm-hmm. So that's leaving some leftover stock. But keep in mind, guys, the stock I'm talking about, the 30, 40 cars, if we change it like every 20, 30 days, we don't have stuff that's aging that sits.
I want to pull that up here, Marcho. We got the latest data from Cox Automotive for Market Day Supply. And the league leader with the least amount of days supply of inventory is still Toyota. And then Honda. So it is, you know, in the macro data, we see that, you know, inventory is being cycled in and out very quickly. And Marcello, last week we had on a general manager of a Toyota dealer here in the States. Okay. And he was sharing with us his experience at his dealership. And it's just like you're describing.
Yeah.
Tundra, Tacoma, got inventory. Yeah. You're looking for that brand new Prius. Good luck. You know, so it's interesting. It's like there's pockets of Toyota availability, and the pockets aren't necessarily regional, it doesn't seem. It's like make specific or model specific.
Well, yeah, specific, it seems like that. Whereabouts in the States was that store?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah. So like it's, yeah, that's, I guess it's global, or I guess North America, you know, USA, Canada. Yeah.
I mean, the discount between dealer discount and manufacturer incentive on some of those Tundras was like $6,000-$7,000, which is just like insane to say out loud. But they have so many of them that are actually starting to sit versus,
really,
you're not getting discounts like that on, you know, prime vehicles. No. Many of the Toyota models.
Yeah, no, we're not at that stage. No, we're not at that stage. Yeah.
What do you anticipate as far as demand for the new Camry hybrids 2025s that are coming out? Since the Camry now will only be available in a hybrid for 2025.
Yeah.
They, at least in the States, they actually lowered the MSRP of the LE rear wheel drive by $455.
Yeah.
So it's actually less expensive moving into a 2025 Camry hybrid than the 2024s. How do you think that will impact demand?
It's going to go crazy. So when the Camry, Toyota did something interesting with this one. They made the 2024s land at the stores. And as they were landing at the stores, I said, hey, here's a 2025. It's coming in like 7 months, but pick up this one instead. So they're smart. Like, Toyota's super smart, man. So by taking out the non-hybrids, so you got to understand, everybody wants a hybrid for the most part. I don't want to say everybody, but a lot of consumers and viewers, they want a hybrid, but sometimes things like price get in the way because hybrids are usually more money.
Mm-hmm.
Not having a hybrid option now will drive people to have to spend more money to get a Camry if you want a Camry. So by jotting down the MSRP a little bit, it's the perfect thing. Like, I'm happy that they did that, at least over in the US. We don't really have pricing yet for Canada. I'm going to imagine it's going to follow suit. You want to give the consumers a bit of a break. If you're only offering the hybrid up, which the hybrid, you got to charge more for the hybrid. There's different technology there, right? So that's a great move. I think the demand is going to go, it's going to go very well. Yeah.
It makes me wonder a little bit, you know, Pops and Marshall, like we've seen Ford and Kia here announce that they're kind of walking back their fully battery electric vehicle plans and instead refocusing on hybrids. Toyota obviously had the BZ4X, or has, I should say, the BZ4X, but that's not a huge seller. They had the hydrogen fuel cell car out in California. It wasn't a huge investment. They've been huge on hybrids for decades. They own that space in terms of reliability, customer mind share. And now this shift, I agree with you, Marcho. Like, this is just doubling down on what's worked for them. And everyone else is kind of, I think, going to end up following suit.
Yeah, the problem is they will not be able to follow suit because there's only, we're only human and you can only catch up so fast. And Toyota is just evolving. Like, look at the year we've had in terms of new releases, in terms of new product, Land Cruiser. And the next year is going to be the same. There's going to be a lot of stuff coming.
What are you going to say to a customer who said, hey, I've always driven a Camry,
Yeah.
I want to continue, but I don't want a hybrid going forward. What do you do for that customer? What do you put them in?
Yeah, there's not much options, guys, because sedan, I mean, you can put them into a non-hybrid Corolla. It's a little bit smaller, but I feel, don't quote me on this, viewers, Ray, Zach, I feel that Toyota's shift is going to be hybrid only going forward. So what does that mean? That means whenever they redesign the Corolla, which is coming up soon, I feel that's going to only be a hybrid. RAV4, I feel that's going to only be a hybrid. We already have that with Sienna, Venza, all these other vehicles, hybrid only. The customer is going to have to ask himself, is it worth me shying away from the brand and going to Hyundai or Honda? Because that might be the alternative if something like a Corolla is not really an option.
I wouldn't be surprised if they do what you're describing there, Marcello, at all. Yeah. It's what's worth. I mean, we see it in the market day supply data. It's the hybrids and the prime models. You know, like that's what people want and are eating up. And even though there will be plenty of people in the chat that say, no, you know, I don't want a hybrid, for Toyota customers, seemingly that's what they want. And so why wouldn't you double down on that? Especially because they probably have some of the best cost infrastructure. Like they can produce hybrid cars more cost effectively than I imagine their competition and the reliability and things like that. So I think what you just shared with us makes a lot of sense. I wouldn't be surprised by that at all.
Yeah. I'm gonna put something out on the channel in about a week or so, just labeling all the different models that are coming to us, changes and all that. So I'll break it down. But yeah, I believe that's gonna be the route. Yeah.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Can we talk incentives for a moment, Marcello? So you do have some inventory starting to build up. You mentioned the Tundras, Tacomas. Any incentives up there in Canada? We were just talking about yesterday on the channel, interest rates are still absurd here in the United States. The average new car interest rate over 9%, used car over 14%. And there are some subvented Toyota interest rates. Like you can get a RAV4 with 4.99% financing here in the States. Like, are there offers up there in Canada for
that's Toyota not customers? Too bad. That's not too bad. 4.99. There. So do you guys have red tag days for Toyota in the US?
I think we do, don't we?
You guys have something. I don't know what it is exactly, but we have the cliche for Toyota for the past, I don't know, 15, 20 years has always been red tag days. Red tag days went away in COVID. And then it never really came back. They kind of looked at each other and said, well, what are we going to do? We're going to market what? We don't have the vehicles right now, right? And I was surprised. I think this year is the first year it came back, red tag days. And usually what red tag days signifies is it's about a 3-4 month window where, you know, there's rebates, there's extra promos, incentives, the rates come down. So they came back with red tag days now here in 2024. Not too much on the incentive side at all, like for rebates, there's nothing. A couple of our models did get a slight decrease on the interest rate. For example, I think the non-hybrid RAV4s came down around to 5%, where they were north of 6 before, and a couple other models. But that's the most we've seen right now. You know, it looks like Toyota's dipping their feet back into that kind of territory a little bit. I don't think we'll ever see like what you were saying in the States with the Tundras. There was like $5,000 or $6,000. I don't think we'll get there. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised, because I was shocked when Tyler is his name, the general manager, when he was sharing that between the dealer discount and the manufacturer incentive, you could get $7,000 off on a Tundra. It just felt like absurd that we were back to those days and that's a Toyota product, not a Ram 1500. But I hear you. There's some incentives, but not a ton. Go for it, Pops.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask a non-automotive question.
Okay.
Who's your pick to win the Stanley Cup this year?
Oh, man. Whoever your pick is, I was not the Leafs, that's for sure. Oh, man. We root for the Leafs I don't know, you guys, I don't know how much you follow the Canadian side of it, but the Leafs are always the oddball that just seems like they can make it, but they don't make it. So
they sound a lot like my Flyers.
Yeah. You know what? It's kind of early to tell. Yeah. We'll hope one day the Leafs can make it back from the 70s or whenever it is the last time they won it.
Fingers crossed for you, Marcello. Yeah. I want to ask you another question that is industry related. Yeah. Used cars. What are you seeing at your dealership with used cars and customers with trade-ins? So another phenomenon that we're seeing a ton right now is negative equity. here for customers when they come in to trade in their vehicles. And dealers that I talk to, Marcello, are not making money on new cars. The Toyota dealers still are, but they're making money on used cars. So I'm curious, what have you been seeing at your dealership? What have you noticed between your customers and also obviously the used cars on your lot?
Yeah, used cars on our lot. So we have a decent amount of used cars, same amount as we normally have, which floats around 60 to 90 cars any given month. Rates are about the same. We have them at around 8 to 9%, sometimes 9.9, depending. In terms of, so before the way it used to work, it was an easy conversation and an easy transaction. Whenever you had a buyer in front of you, whether it was a leasing buyer or a finance or a cash buyer, whenever they had a trade-in, it was always a pretty easy conversation because those values were skyrocketed. And how, as a consumer, how can you say no? You know, you're like, wow, I paid this much. I'm going to get this much. Let's do the deal. We get them into a new car or another used car, put that one on the lot, and then sell it for that market price. So it was an easy circle. It's not an easy circle now at all. So a lot of customers on a finance contract or on a lease contract, it's the other way. We got to see if we can even get them out, let alone any kind of equities. And then if we can get them out, we try and start there. But sometimes it goes the opposite where there's a negative equity. And then we've got to play with that. Well, you know, you got about 3,000 owing on this one that we got to take care of somehow in your new contract. So getting the used cars from the front door, when I say that, I mean not going to the auction. It's becoming a bit more challenging. We got to work a little smarter and harder at it. But it's like we got the nameplate behind us, Toyota. So I think it's going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. But the negative equity piece is scary. Yeah. Go for it, Ted. Yeah.
It's always cheaper to get your used cars at your front door than going to an auction to get them.
Oh, and, yeah. We don't like auction cars. No.
But the problem is, you know, 2-3 years ago, people that went into new cars went into new cars at a much higher price because of additional dealer markups and things like that, accessories that they might not have necessarily wanted. That is negatively impacting your ability to help them get into a new car today if they wanted to.
Yeah, no, you're entirely right. It's luckily for the customers we deal with, it's mostly Toyotas. So although the market shifted a bit, their value is still there. So it's not huge, these gaps. You got some guys that come to us with Ford Lightnings. They come to us with like these kind of cars that it's like, I can't even talk to you because the bank won't buy your deal. Like really? The bank won't buy your deal because you've got a loan and a value, and then you want this other car. It's impossible. It's there's some guys that like you got to stay with that car for a while now. You know
what's the most negative equity you've encountered with somebody like trying to get out of a Ford Lightning?
Oh yeah, Ford Lightning. Yeah,
what type of negative equity are you looking at there? $30,000-$40,000.
It was around the $30,000 to $40,000. Yeah. It was. It really was. I think the value on it was, and we didn't even want to keep the vehicle. We weren't sure what the number was supposed to be, so we ran it through some auctions and that, and the gap was like $30,000 to $40,000. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Those ones really took a big plum. But again, it's electric. You run that risk with new product. You know, the world doesn't really know electric yet. In a lot of ways, the consumers, the market doesn't understand electric, if it's good or bad and how it should age. So you kind of take a chance when you go with that.
I think that's part of the reason you get a Toyota too, right? It's like you don't have to have that fear of being $40,000 underwater.
You won't see that with a Toyota, man. I don't think you'll ever see that on a Toyota. No.
Wow.
Yeah, I would think it would be hard to come up with a legitimate appraised value for a most pre-owned electric vehicles.
Oh yeah.
I, as a dealer, you have to buy it so cheap.
Yeah.
Because you run the risk of really never ever getting out of it.
Yeah. We have a rule at our store. You don't put a number on an electric vehicle unless you have a buyer committed for it.
Gotcha.
So if you we don't do it. It doesn't matter if it's an Audi e-tron, if it's doesn't matter. You don't put a number, even if you think you're taking it cheap, you don't put a number unless you've got a seat, someone for that seat. Yeah, that's how scary it can get.
I want to share something with you, Marcello, and I want to remind everyone, it's very generous of Marcello to spend some of his day with us here on the Ray and Zach channel. Check out his channel, Toyota World. Marcello posts videos frequently. Please go check it out. And let's react here. Whoops, that's a different view. Let's react here to Aries. Congratulations, Aries, and thank you for the kind contribution. Just got a loaded 2024 4Runner TRD.
Nice.
Big no on new turbo, Northern Indiana battle dealer with all the Car Edge education, $4,500 off of MSRP. Got the extended or the vehicle service contract through Car Edge, 60% less than the dealership. Big thanks for your work. Wow, that seems like a deal, man. What do you think, Marcello?
That's a very good deal. So 4Runners here, is that a TRD Pro? We don't know. Might be an off road.
He said OR, but I don't think there's an OR. I mean,
that might be a Pro. 4Runners here, if it's not a specific model, they sit a bit, especially now because there's a new style coming that everyone's seen. So I could see where there might be an incentive here and there, but that's a good incentive. That's huge. Yeah.
That's very huge. Congratulations. Yeah. There you go, Aries. You get the Marcello.
Oh,
there you go. Lumberjeff saying off-road. There you go, off-road. You're getting the Marcello. Okay, cool. Toyota
still World. Still a good truck. Still a good truck. Great truck.
Seal of approval. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Look at that. Cool. You got the Marcello seal of approval.
Oh, yeah. I used to drive one in lime green.
Look at that.
Yes. Nice. Very nice.
Marcello, speaking of which, you're in the car. We know you're busy. We appreciate you taking time out of your day. Thank you for being here with us. We always appreciate you joining us. And please, everyone, go check out Marcello's channel. Again, it's Toyota World. Marcello, we'll get you back on here in another month or two. Does that sound good?
Sounds good to me, guys. Yeah, whatever works. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Marcello. Good seeing you again, my friend.
What a good guy.
He is indeed.
He is. Please go check out Marcello's channel. Again, it's Toyota World. Really great content over there. We've known Marcello now for like 2 or 3 years. He's always been very, very kind to us. Yes. Dad, let's jump back to the chat here. Chloepo giving us a kind contribution. Tampa Lightnings. Yeah, they are really good.
And your point, Chloepo?
It's a fair point.
Hey, Chloepo, I have a question for you. This is specifically for you. We're going to be in Old San Juan on a food tour in the early afternoon on Monday. And I was thinking we want to do a big celebratory dinner that night. Should we do it in Old San Juan or should we do it in New San Juan? And what would your recommendations be for a really fine restaurant for me to take the kids out to?
Well, we're waiting for an answer from Chloepo, which we appreciate. Giovanni, thank you for the kind contribution. Are we allowed to combine dealership incentives? I qualify for both military and student incentives. Can I get a combo 1,000 and when do I bring it up?
Yes. Yes, yes, because that money comes directly from the manufacturer, does not come from the dealer. So, yeah, any of those type of manufacturer incentives are stackable.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Well, please share some food recommendations. We are going to turn our attention to the real shocking news of today, which is me getting called out in the chat. Brian, shocking. Yeah. Rodrigo, shocking. Mark, shocking. James, shocking. I am sure I'm missing some of you that are calling me out about the clickbait and the shocking. Here's my offer, folks. Here's my offer. Next week, no clickbait. Okay. We will do a full week of no clickbait. Wow. And I will then on Monday of the following week or sometime after, I will then open up Google or YouTube Analytics. All right. And I will show everyone the difference. We use YouTube to connect with our community and to help make payroll. I appreciate that everyone is on me. It's a stupid game.
Well,
I'm sorry. You know, I feel embarrassed that we use this tactic. And I feel terrible that YouTube incentivizes it and that our business is reliant upon it. That's where I'm at, guys.
The good news is, Zach, that next week you can try it non-clickbait. And then the following week, we're kind of going to be in Puerto Rico. So I don't know how many shows we'll do from Puerto Rico, but I am sure whatever they are, it could be me in a bathing suit. And that in itself would be shocking. Trust me when I tell you.
Also shocking, my dad getting his exercise.
Yeah, buddy. Went for a nice walk. Cold and windy yesterday. Not supposed to be quite as cold today. I'll be out there again this afternoon.
Love that. I'm really glad that you're exercising, Ben. Yeah. That makes me really, really happy.
Well, you know, I live to make you happy, buddy.
Oh, man. Now I'm just reading the chat. I'm totally getting distracted here. Guys.
What?
Oh, my.
I don't wear Speedos. Yeah, come on now. You know,
I'm
soon to be 73. I realize what I am and what I look like, you know. On a beach in a bathing suit, it will appear as if a whale has washed up on the beach. Okay, so you know, and the worst part about that is everybody's going to come around and want to check it out. And I really, really, folks, don't want to be checked out. But you know, it could be shocking, at the very least.
All right, let's actually get back on track here. From Gio. Thank you, Gio. Best time to buy if waiting till December isn't feasible. Lee sends in a month looking at a Tundra or the Grand Highlander. Go for the Tundra, get a big discount, do it at the end of the month. You could get a good deal on a Tundra today.
Yes.
They got too many of them. So if your lease ends in a month, time it with the end of your lease. When would you, if your lease ends 1 month from today, Dad, when are you reaching out to dealers to negotiate that Tundra?
Yeah, I would try and get something done the end of this month. Get them to eat your last payment on your current lease. You know, don't forget on a lease you pay in advance. So when you say you have a month left, you've already made that payment if you only have a month left. So yeah, see if you can get out of it now, or use it for, you know, set the deal up for next month. But there's deals to be had on Tundras.
Yeah, there absolutely are. We've got from Rich saying, when does Carriage get on TikTok? I'm over there at Zach, or at Shefska, I think is my handle. And then there's an impersonator? Oh my God, impersonator.
Or an imposter.
An imposter account of us that has a couple hundred thousand followers over there. That
really?
We're trying to get removed. Yeah, have I never shown you?
No.
Yeah, there's someone just reposts our YouTube videos and they've got like, I think 100, 200,000 followers over there.
Wow. And they make money off of that?
I have no clue, man. I personally have, I think, like 200,000 followers on TikTok, and I've never made a dime from TikTok, nor have I tried, but I don't think so.
Well, I mean, you know, you still, you know, I don't know. Do they say anything bad about us?
No, it's not even like a human, man. They just repost our content.
Oh,
it's just like free marketing as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. What do I know?
You know,
I'm not a
high
TikTok kind of guy, you know.
Which is a second dance for the show.
Oh, yeah, buddy! Yeah, look at that boy bounce! He's a bouncing old man. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, tremendous thank you to Marcello. He brought all the substantive content to today's show. CarEdge.com. If we can help you, folks, our end of month promotion is running. If we can help you in any way, please go check it out. We'll be back on Monday. 9 Eastern, 9 Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern.
And you've got an electric show.
Oh, yeah, let's do it tomorrow night, most likely, too. Let me text with you, but probably tomorrow night.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. Well, and there is an electric show today at 12:45. Old San Juan or Condado are good choices. In Old San Juan, go to Races, Prillo, or okay, cool. I'm going to look those up. I'm going to add them to our spreadsheet that your sister made.
Yeah, thank you, Chloe. But very generous, yeah, and very kind of you. And thank you to everyone.
How do I get you that $5 back, Loipo?
Thank you, everyone, for being here with us. We'll see you again probably tomorrow, maybe Monday. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okie doke. Thank you, handsome. Look forward to, talking to you again sometime soon.